systematically smaller single epoch quasar black hole masses using a radius luminosity relationship corrected for spectral bias by Jaya Mathale et al. Determining black hole masses and accretion rates with better accuracy and precision is crucial for understanding quasars as a population. These are fundamental physical properties that underpin models of active galactic nuclei. A primary technique to measure the black hole mass employs the reverberation mapping of low redshift quasars, which is then extended via the radius luminosity relationship for the broad lined region to estimate masses based on single epoch spectra. An updated radius luminosity relationship incorporates the flux ratio of optical Fe to H beta, is defined as RFE, to correct for a bias in which more highly accreting systems have smaller line emitting regions than previously realized. In this current work, we demonstrate and quantify the effect of using this Fe-corrected radius luminosity relationship on mass estimation by employing archival data sets possessing rest frame optical spectra over a wide range of redshifts. We find that failure to use a Fe-corrected radius predictor results in overestimated single-epoch black hole masses for the most highly accreting quasars. Their accretion rate measures, LBOL, LEDD and DOT, are similarly underestimated. The strongest Fe-emitting quasars belong to two classes, high-Z quasars with rest-frame optical spectra, which given their extremely high luminosities, require high accretion rates, and their low-Z analogs, which given their low black holes masses, must have high accretion rates to meet survey flux limits. These classes have mass corrections downward of about a factor of 2 on average. These results strengthen the association of the dominant eigenvector 1 parameter RFE with the accretion process. This was systematically smaller single epoch quasar black hole masses using a radius luminosity relationship corrected for spectral bias by Jaya Mathale et al.